escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
November 2nd.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1920, commercial radio broadcasting began in the U.S. as KDKA in Pittsburgh read the results of the 1920 presidential election. On the same day in 1936, the BBC television service premiered. Today we know that broadcast entity as BBC One. UK broadcaster Channel 4 signed on in 1982. In 1974, the Soviets launched Soyuz 16, a dress rehearsal for the Apollo-Soyuz test project docking mission, flying a Soyuz capsule modified with a new docking mechanism and solar panels. In 1995, the Hubble Space Telescope snapped its most famous deep space photo, a formation of stellar nursery gas clouds in the Eagle Nebula, which was quickly nicknamed the Pillars of Creation. The formation, resembling outstretched fingers, is a stellar birthplace whose length can be measured in light years. Both the public and Hollywood latched onto this image, and it's appeared in everything from the movie Contact to episodes of Babylon 5. Astronomer Harlow Shapley was born today in 1885. Our favorite Martian actor Ray Walston was born in 1914. The co-creator of Doctor Strange and The Amazing Spider-Man, Steve Ditko, was born today in 1927. Writer Lois McMaster-Bujold was born in 1949. Comic artist Wally Wood, who worked on Mad Magazine and many issues of Marvel's Daredevil, died on this day in 1981. Irwin Allen, the disaster movie mogul who created such memorable TV series as Lost in Space, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and The Time Tunnel, died today in 1991. And in 2011, after 33 flights into Earth orbit, Space Shuttle Atlantis was retired to the Visitor Center at Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Space Shuttle Atlantis is parked in the Vehicle Assembly Building, where it has been for the last few weeks after undergoing a series of modifications and renovations to prepare it for public display. The move from the Vehicle Assembly Building, where you can see Atlantis at this time, will take about 12 hours and will be a 9.8-mile journey through the grounds of Kennedy Space Center. And here we see first motion as Space Shuttle Atlantis begins to back out of the Vehicle Assembly Building.
In 1976, Atari introduced one of the earliest first-person racing games, Knight Driver. Since the computer power wasn't there to handle complex 3D graphics, the only thing players saw were graphics representing roadside reflectors as they zipped past in black and white. In 1981, an android lost its head over Orak in the Blake 7 episode, Headhunter.
It's a head.
You sure? Where are the sensors?
Looks primarily to be an inhibitor system.
A what? An android, presumably.
And a fairly dangerous one by the look of these restraint circuit backups.
What are they supposed to restrain?
Antisocial behavior, I should imagine.
Like a conscience?
More or less.
Less, if Muller's anything to go by. All right, so there's an android's head containing his conscience, so where's the rest of it?
On its way.
It's coming!
No escape. You are powerless. You are no longer masters, but mastered. Where is Orak?
Plan to unite with Orak.
One being.
That could be a lot of power.
To you, it will be gone.
And in 1994, the second season of Babylon 5 began, introducing Bruce Boxleitner as the space station's new commander, Captain John Sheridan.
On the way in, I read the station reports, trying to catch up on everything. What's our status?
The chief of security's in critical condition in Medlab. He thinks there's a conspiracy concerning the president's death. Ambassador Jakar has mysteriously vanished. After 2 years, we still don't know what Ambassador Kosh looks like inside his encounter suit. And Ambassador Delenn is in a cocoon.
A cocoon? As in a moth or a butterfly?
Yes, sir. About yay high.
Interesting place you have here.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.